The state of Idaho has a suicide rate nearly 50% higher than the national average. As September, which is National Suicide Prevention Month, draws to a close, we wanted to meet some of the people trying to change the state's numbers. Adam Cotterell now takes us inside the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline in Boise.
It could be a room in any number of businesses. There are four desks, each with a computer and a phone. But the overhead fluorescents are off, and the soft light from a few lamps makes it feel more like a therapist's office. Mary Wirtz gives feedback to a fellow volunteer.
I think that was a really nice technique to kind of help diffuse and take deep breaths.
The phone interrupts her pep talk. Wirtz picks up her headset and puts it on.
Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline, this is...
We have to cut the recording off there. That's partly because of privacy issues for callers, but also so we don't reveal Wirtz's alias. The hotline volunteers don't use their real names on the phone.
It's rare, but sometimes phone workers are threatened.
Director John Reusser says safety is also why the hotline doesn't advertise its location. The hotline has been open for nearly 3 years, but has only been staffed around the clock since last November. So far this year, its 65 volunteers have taken more than 3,500 calls. About 2% of those were classified as rescue calls, when the caller was considered in imminent danger.
Those are lives saved. Those are people that, had they not reached out and had we not intervened, many of them wouldn't be alive today.
Other calls are people who are thinking about suicide or who have a loved one they think might be considering it. And a lot are just people going through a difficult time who don't have anyone to talk to. Volunteer Mary Wirtz says despite 50 hours of training before starting, it's not easy.
For, I would say, the first several months of me volunteering, as soon as the phone starts ringing, you kind of go into this panic mode. Like, oh my gosh, oh, what is this call going to be? I was very nervous.
Now Wirtz is one of the hotline's most experienced volunteers. She's been doing it almost a year and a half. She also has a job, is a full-time student majoring in social work, and has 5 kids. She's less nervous than she used to be, but admits she still gets anxious when a caller is in immediate danger.
It manifests in my stomach and your skin starts to crawl a little bit, your hair stands up, because it's almost like the fight or flight feeling, you know, your endorphins are going, your whole body's starting to react.
During the most intense calls, a supervisor listens and coaches the volunteer through instant message. Supervisors are paid staff with master's degrees in subjects like counseling. John Reusser says after difficult calls, the supervisor debriefs with the volunteer to help process the emotions.
Our volunteers have to be emotionally ready to handle that heavy content, and they have to be able to allow themselves to be supported by their supervisor and their other phone workers.
Reusser says the hotline needs about 30 more volunteers to be fully staffed. Reusser says the top qualification is good listening skills. He likes to say volunteers don't talk people out of suicide, they listen them out of suicide. But it's not just volunteers Reusser is looking for. He's also constantly searching for funding. The hotline gets its money from a bunch of places, including the state and charitable foundations.
We would like to get long-term sustainable funding locked in place. It would take some of the insecurity out of it.
Idaho had a suicide prevention hotline, which closed in 2006, due in large part to lack of funding. For years, prevention activists worked to establish a new one. In the meantime, Idaho crisis calls went to an out-of-state hotline. At the same time, Idaho's suicide rate climbed as high as 4th in the nation. In 2012, Idaho lawmakers voted to contribute to a new hotline. Now, support seems to be building at Idaho's capital to increase that funding. Representative Maxine Bell, who co-chairs the legislature's budget writing committee, says lawmakers are ready to spend more on mental health. Bell says that could include the hotline.
It's a small item in a big budget, but in a year when it appears that we will have a little extra funding, I know that's one of the places that people will be very careful to see if what is happening does need a little more funding.
But Bell says there will be a line of mental health advocates needing more money, including other suicide prevention programs, and lawmakers will have to choose carefully. Reusser, the hotline director, can't ask lawmakers for money directly, but at the beginning of the legislative session, he reports to a group of them. Reusser will undoubtedly tout the positive impact the hotline is having, but point out that Idaho still has the seventh highest number of suicides per capita in the country. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.